How do you prepare for the greatest event in human history? Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama, and I'm excited to welcome you to Fraser 365. In this study, we're asking what it looks like to truly and thoroughly prepare ourselves for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is our hope that you come to a deeper knowledge of the gospel as we're challenged and encouraged in the days to come.
You're listening to Day 3 of Preparation for Resurrection. Today's title is The Fierce Urgency of Now. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "We are not faced with the fact that tomorrow is today. We are confronted with the fierce urgency of now. In this unfolding conundrum of life and history, there is such a thing as being too late. There is no time for apathy or complacency." This is no time for apathy or complacency. This is a time for vigorous and positive action. Our text today is 2 Corinthians 6, 1-10. It reads, "Working together with them, then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, 'In a favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We put no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, by great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, by truthful speech, and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left. Through honor and dishonor, through slander and praise, we are treated as impostors, and yet are true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying, and behold we live, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, yet possessing everything." On the heels of Paul's words about reconciliation in 2 Corinthians 5:20b-21, discussed in yesterday's devotion, we find today's scripture focused on the fierce urgency of now. Like Paul, we need to approach each day of this season of Lent with a priority of seeking Jesus and responding to him without delay. Bruce Barton and Grant Osborne share these thoughts. "Now is the time of God's favor, according to Paul. Now is the day of salvation. Paul could be called a now Christian. For Paul, today is what matters most to God. God's mercies and presence are available moment by moment. Although there is reason to glance over the shoulder or sneak a peek at future possibilities, the Lord of the now calls us to celebrate life without regrets." John Phillips illustrates the importance of responding to Jesus now. "There is always this measure of urgency and immediacy in God's call to men. Yesterday has gone forever. Tomorrow may not come. All we have is today. God lives in the present tense of time. He described himself to Moses as I am in Exodus 3:14. The Lord Jesus declared his deity in similar terms in John 8:58. In a lesser sense, we too live in the present moment. In our experience, the future becomes the present, and the present becomes the past. The present is the living instant through which the ever-oncoming future becomes the endlessly receding past. It is in the present that we experience time. The present presents us with that fleeting moment of time when we can transact business with God." In 1871, D.L. Moody began a series of messages on Bible characters at Farwell Hall in Chicago. Large crowds were soon attending the meetings. On the fifth Sunday night, he preached to the largest congregation he had ever addressed in that city. He preached on the text, "What shall I do with Jesus, which is called Christ?" At the close of the service, he did not call for an immediate decision. He said, "I wish you would take this text home with you and turn it over in your minds during the week. And next Sabbath, we will come to Calvary and we will decide what to do with Jesus of Nazareth." He considered that to be one of the greatest mistakes of his life. Between those two Sundays, the Great Chicago Fire broke out. Even as Mr. Moody went home from the service that Sunday night, he saw the glare of flames and knew it meant ruin to Chicago. About 1 o'clock, Farwell Hall was destroyed, and soon afterwards, his own church on Illinois Street went up in flames. When he arrived home, the family retired, but within an hour, a loud call summoned everyone on their street to flee for their lives. The fire had leaped across the river and was bearing down on them. Only what could be carried in their hands could be saved. On the 22nd anniversary of the Great Fire, Moody was again addressing a large Chicago audience. "I have never dared to give an audience a week to think of their salvation since," he said, recalling the fateful previous occasion. "If they were lost, they might rise up in judgment against me. I remember Mr. Sankey's singing, and his low voice rang when he came to that pleading verse, 'Today the Savior calls, for refuge fly. The storm of judgment falls, and death is nigh.' I have never seen that congregation since. I have hard work to keep back the tears today. I have looked over this audience, and not a single one is here that I preached to that night. But I want to tell you of one lesson I learned that night, which I have never forgotten, and that is, when I preach, to press Christ upon the people then and there and try to bring them to a decision on the spot. I would rather have that right hand cut off than to give an audience now a week to decide what to do with Jesus." Now is the day of salvation, as it says in 2 Corinthians 6:2. Today is the day to seek God. Spend time with Jesus today and prioritize the fierce urgency of now. Here's some questions to consider. What has today's devotion taught you on the urgency of now? Are there any areas of your life where you have procrastinated in surrendering them to the Lord? If so, what are they? Will you take those areas from the previous question and take time now to submit them to God? Blessings on you today as you seek to live in God's urgent now.